Can you talk about, for practical purposes, exactly what you do when you start a patient on a lap rib? How do you counsel them? What do you tell them to expect? What kinds of medications you give to them?
Right. So as you know, we're going to central pharmacies. It creates a bureaucracy at some level, but also improves our efficiency. To get a lap rib, you fill out a piece of paper, you fax it in. They deal with the insurance and everything. And then what you said, they mail the medication to the patient. So the first thing I do is I say, look, when you get this in the mail, don't start it. Come to me and let's have a on your marks, get set, go sort of encounter. And so they'll come in. They say, look, here is what I have. They have some pill boxes. I tell them that they're going to take 8 capsules. The capsules are only 50 milligrams, so 400 milligrams twice a day. I tell them not to crush or break the capsules. I tell them if they skip one, not to make it up. I tell them that they can take it with meals. I tell them that they can even take 1 capsule at a time. So 1 capsule drink, 1 capsule drink. They don't need to take 8 capsules, fill their mouth up, and hope they can swallow it. And then I counsel them regarding the side effects and fatigue, certainly, and that's with all our medications. I tell them that we're going to monitor their blood counts every month because anemia specifically can occur. But I spend a lot of time about GI toxicities. We talked about bevacizumab, how the Achilles heel with bevacizumab is GI perforation. The Achilles heel with the lap rib is intestinal toxicity. So I say, look, you're probably going to do okay here, but you might have some nausea. And if you have some nausea, here's a prescription for ondansetron, fill it, carry it in your purse. I said, you also could get some diarrhea. Go get some Lomatil, carry it. And I said, you also can get some acid in your stomach, so go ahead and take some Protonix. Take it now. And I say, if you get the diarrhea or the nausea, take those medications. And if it doesn't help, stop it and call me. Patients think that they need to gut it out, that they're supposed to be sick. I try to empower my patients that chemotherapy-related side effects are really not tolerable. You're not supposed to have them. And so then if they get this nausea, this diarrhea, we ask them to hold it. And unlike many medications where a break requires a dose reduction, these patients frequently will acclimate. And on the label, it says that the median time to dose interruption was only 6 days, which is a week. And so I have them hold it for a week and start it again, frequently without a dose reduction because the body will acclimate to it.
And what fraction of patients using that kind of approach are able to take the drug with, you know, without major problems?
So the dose interruptions are relatively high, 30 to 40%. But the dose reductions, as I mentioned, are low, closer to 10%. Okay? So just because you have a dose interruption to let the patient acclimate doesn't mean that you need to do a dose reduction. But dose reductions are generally done for fatigue, for GI disturbances, which I just mentioned. We generally don't dose reduce for anemia. We generally transfuse the patient and keep on marching along.